Good afternoon. I'm Senator Gail Schlossberg, and this is our first meeting, our convening meeting of the Commission on Enhancing Agency Outcomes. And I'm delighted to have all of the members here. We're waiting, I guess, Senator LeBeau and Senator Duff are not here as of yet, but I'm sure they'll be here shortly. As you know, we are a commission created out of the Deficit Mitigation Plan. We have the language in front of you is Section 9 that states there is established a Commission on Enhancing Agency Outcomes that shall identify functional overlaps and other redundancies among state agencies and promote efficiency and accountability in state government by identifying ways to eliminate such overlaps and redundancies and by making such other recommendations as the Commission deems appropriate with the goal of reducing costs to the state and enhancing the quality and accessibility of state services. I just wanted to say at the outset, this is a very distinguished group of people, and I am delighted to be sitting here because I think in these difficult economic times we have a great opportunity to do something we don't often get to do, and that is look at the big picture and ask the question of, you know, how can we make it work better for the people in the state of Connecticut on a large level, and where can we find those efficiencies and eliminate those redundancies? So I think we have a lot of work ahead of us, but I think there's a very exciting opportunity. With that, I'm going to keep my remarks brief today. I am delighted to be co-chairing with Representative Spallone. With that, would you care to make a few remarks?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm James Spallone. I'm the state representative for the 36th District, and I'm the House Chair of the Government Administration and Elections Committee. I'm very pleased to be working with all of you and with Senator Schlossberg, who chairs the GAE Committee with me. I agree that this is a distinguished group of people with different perspectives, but politically and policy-wise, but all with the same mission set out in the new statute. I think this we should consider ourselves within a historical context. Of every generation or so, we have to take stock due to outside forces, really, during times of economic crisis. I know this happened in the 1930s and in different times. We have to take stock of how our government is structured, what services it delivers, and how they're delivered to the people of the state of Connecticut. And I think we're all aware that as this economic crisis has worsened, there are actually more demands for certain state services. So those demands aren't lessening. They're increasing at the same time that our resources to pay for them are decreasing. So it's incumbent upon us to find out if there are more effective ways to deliver services by studying other states, other nations, by listening to the ideas of the people in this room and around this circle, but also from the public. And I'm looking forward, as Senator Schlossberg said, to hearing from members of the public, from local elected officials and others, about what we can do to enhance the outcomes of our agencies, to streamline government, and to do a better job. I should also mention, and I'll leave this to our appropriations people mostly, but Connecticut should be proud of its starting out down the road of results-based accountability. It was mentioned in Governing Magazine as an innovative program, and that could be part of our discussion as well. So again, I look forward to working with everyone, and we'll have to work quickly. Ourselves will have to be efficient and nimble, as well as the government we're trying to structure, because we don't have a lot of time to do this. So with that, I'll conclude my remarks, and Madam Chair.
Thank you. I think it probably makes a lot of sense for us to go around the room and give everyone a chance to introduce yourself, say, you know, where you're from or what your experience is, and if there's an area that you're particularly interested in focusing on, or any comments you'd like to make. And probably just for ease, I'm going to start with you, Shelley, because I know you're the last person who actually wants to speak. So we'll let you get it out of the way first.
Thank you, Senator Schlossberg, and you're right. I am the last person who likes to speak. I'm Shelley Jabal. I'm a distinguished senior fellow at Connecticut Voices for Children, I think I'm the only person on this group who has never served in government, and I don't know if that's an advantage or a disadvantage, but it certainly brings a different perspective to the work. I was a civil rights lawyer for many years. I was responsible for bringing the Juan F. case and a number of cases against the Department of Corrections about conditions, and so in the context of that, got to know something about both of those agencies. I co-founded Voices and was its president for the first 13 years, and I currently co-teach classes at Yale Law School and the Yale School of Public Health. And I love the state budget almost as much as Mr. Siebes to my right.
Thank you very much, Senator Schlossberg. My name is Bill Siebes. I served for 12 years in the legislature and then went on to work at the Office of Policy and Management and the Connecticut State University System. I'm currently retired, which means that I can do anything I want to do, and I've chosen to work a lot on public policy advocacy. One of the recent things that I've been working on is looking for a long-term plan for the state, which the Blueprint Coalition has circulated to you, and maybe you've actually opened up and read. And springing out of that work, I was happy to have been appointed to this commission and have a number of ideas which I would like you to consider. I agreed with Senator Schlossberg the other evening that I wouldn't interrupt the deliberations of the commission today, but I do have some suggestions that I'm going to distribute down the line here, which I hope you will look at and consider, and that at a subsequent meeting we can begin to review some of those suggestions. And if anybody is interested today, if there's time and allows, I think if it's appropriate, we can might be able to begin the discussion later on today. I've already had a number of people that I've run into have some suggestions that the commission might consider, and I bet all of you do as well. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Robert Magnet. I'm a state rep in New Haven. I represent the 97th District, and this is my fifth term up here, and I'm kind of honored to be here on this committee with all my colleagues and distinguished members. And there are many, many different departments that I have interest in and fairly well knowledge of their workings, and I kind of look forward to coming out of here with a good work product. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Russ Morin. I represent the 28th District, which is 80% of Wethersfield. A little bit about myself. I'm a 17-year. Before I came to the legislature, I'm in my second term. I worked for the Department of Transportation for 17 years. I was also the mayor of Wethersfield for 3 years prior to my service in the legislature. So I'm hoping that on my experience that I may be able to offer some positive. I'm not a great advocate for cutting for the sake of cutting, so I appreciated the comments from our chairs that we need to look at this, and I'm very much excited to be part of this working group. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Cicchetti, I'm Deputy Secretary of the Office of Policy and Management, and just the lone executive voice on this distinguished panel. By way of background, I've been at OPM for about 11 years, and part of that time I served as chairman of the Oversight Board in Waterbury, which was a situation somewhat analogous to this, where the revenues just simply weren't meeting the level of services in the Oversight Board, and working with the city, with the mayor and the Board of Aldermen, had to make some tough choices and try to create efficiencies where we could. We were able to bring technology into that city when we got there. They didn't even have voicemail, let alone email at that time. So we did rely heavily on technology to try to improve the services there. But more recently, I think the governor has proposed several ideas at consolidations and mergers and some eliminations. And I hope that we can take a look at those as we're going through this process here. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Craig Miner, State Representative of the 66th District, five communities in the northwest corner, and I'm just happy to be a part of this group.
Good afternoon. My name is John Hetherington. I'm a state representative from the 125th District, which is most of the town of New Canaan and a part of the town of Wilton. I'm delighted to be here with so many distinguished members of this commission. I noted this morning or noontime that the press at the press conference we had has a certain level of skepticism about what we can achieve, and that's healthy. That's the press should be skeptical. But one of our challenges, I think, is to show that that we can succeed and we can accomplish something substantial. Thank you.
I'm John Garagosian. I represent the 25th Assembly District. It's a few neighborhoods in the city of New Britain. And I'm the co-chair person of the Appropriations Committee. And I don't necessarily love the budget yet, but I spend a lot of time with it, an awful lot of time. And as Mike Cicchetti mentioned, that there were a bunch of proposals dealing with consolidations and eliminations. And unfortunately, the budget process doesn't lend itself so well to making these decisions in such a short period of time. But I think this committee, and hopefully going forward, will be a better exercise at finding out what we really can accomplish and what the ramifications of that are.
Thank you. My name is Toni Harp, and I represent the 10th Senatorial District. That's the cities of New Haven and West Haven. And I co-chair the Appropriations Committee with Representative Garagosian, and we've been looking at departments for a long time, and I guess we will continue to look at departments. So this will give us, actually all of you will give us a different perspective, and I look forward to working with all of you to actually see if we can make Connecticut government efficient and effective and lean and mean, well, maybe not mean, but lean. Yeah. So I do look forward to working with you.
Good afternoon. I'm Michael McLaughlin, Senator from the 24th District. I'm pleased to be part of this commission and have participated in reorganization efforts in the private sector and in municipal government. I look forward to the challenges we face, and I do sincerely hope that we will talk about the difficult decisions of truly reinventing government in such a way that it's going to mean very difficult decisions in collapsing some of the levels of management that apparently exist in some departments, and find creative ways to bring the frontline services to touch senior management much more quickly than it currently does. So I look forward to the charge ahead.
Thanks, Senator. I'm Dan DiBasella. I'm State Senator from the 21st District and Ranking Member on Appropriations. But possibly more interesting is in a previous life, I was a consultant for McKinsey & Company, where we did a large number of reorganizations for companies. So, you know, whereas I, with my fellow appropriations members, bring my budget hat to this, also hoping to bring, you know, and I'll save my comments for methodology, talking about how we may look at actually finding some of the potential savings, or to use a nasty business word, synergies, that may exist either between or within departments.
Thank you. My name is Bob Duff. I represent Norwalk and Darien in the Senate. And I'm pleased to be here, and looks like we have a really great group of people who are going to be working together to solve our state's problems. From a standpoint of Diane Urban and I have been working on results-based accountability with Toni Harp over many years. We think that we can bring some of that to this process as well, and that we have a good basis to begin with. So thank you for having us and starting this whole process.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. I'm Gary LeBeau. I'm the co-chair of the Commerce Committee, along with Jeff Berger. And we've sent over two bills to GA&E on reorganizing the economic development agencies of the state. One was the governor's bill, and the other was a bill, was a committee bill. I'm not really quite satisfied with either bill, even though I wrote one. And synergy is not a bad word. Senator, I was the head of the Synergy Alternative High School program for many years and started it in East Hartford, Connecticut, so I love the word. I'll tell you later. But this is a tremendous opportunity for us. I, I look forward, just looking at some of the notes in front of us, I look forward to trying to come up with a more efficient and effective state government. I think it's a major challenge for us, and I really do want to praise the Appropriations Committee for the work that they've been doing on RBA and Senator Duff and Representative Urban on that, and the Appropriations Committee particularly for adopting that and taking a look at that. I think it points the way in terms of coming up with metrics and an evaluation system where we're really getting what we want and what we need, particularly what we need from the state of Connecticut. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Schlossberg, Representative Spallone. I'm Bill Anaskovich. I'm returning to the building after 14 years of service in the legislature, 10 of which I spent on the Appropriations Committee, so I know the look that some of you have on your face is not a good one. And I'm happy not to have it on my face. But I am pleased to see Doreen and Matt sitting together already, which is a harbinger of things to come, I guess. Sorry. Yeah, I had a team. I can't believe you're still making Doreen sweat it out like this. Nothing changes. I'm honored to be here. I'm happy to be here. Any mistakes I made are the responsibility of Senator McKinney, who appointed me. And I look forward to working with you all as well on this commission.
Thank you. Vincent Candelora, State Representative in North Brantford, part of East Haven and Wallingford. I also am serving as the ranking member of Finance. I look forward to doing the heavy lifting in this committee, so Finance Committee will have an easy sail. Thank you.
Thank you all, and as you can see, I think we've got a fine group of people here to be working with and a lot of work ahead of us in a very short amount of time. You know, today's meeting is really to get us started and moving in a direction. One of the things that Representative Scalone and I had talked about was homework before we even get started, and that is just to ask you if you could all just take some time over the next couple of days and put your thoughts down, as Bill Siebes has already done. If there are ideas, if there are areas, if there's a direction that you think we ought to be going, if there are, you know, there are lots of conversations going on in the hallways in this building of, hey, we need to move this into there, we need to do, you know, we need to try this or that or the other thing, or there's ways for us to be more efficient. Gather those, send them off to the clerk, and then we'll sit down with that pile of information that we have, and I think that will provide us with some good work to move forward with. Just to let you know where we've come from and to some extent where we're going, GAE for the last several months has been gathering organizational charts. Just as a start of, if we're going to start moving things around and consolidating potentially or looking for efficiencies, we have to know what we have in state government first. So the first step was to pull together all of those organizational charts, which actually took us probably about 4 months to gather them. For the benefit of the commission members, they exist in the GAE room. Many of them are actually posted on the walls of the conference room or various other offices in the area to try to get the visual impact of the flow of our state services and how things work. So that's available in terms of resources. The actual organization charts, some of them are extremely thick. They go down to position count. Some of them are a little bit, more in summary form, but those are available. As Representative Spallone already mentioned, previous administrations have taken on reorganization efforts. So there is reorganization binders are also at the GAE conference room. They're also our very able clerk, Jared, put them online. So if you would like to see them, they're certainly online. You can take a scroll through and see what's been done and what made sense and if there's any vestiges from years past that, you know, spark your interest, by all means. The way that we envision going forward is the development of working groups in some of the specific areas that we've already identified and can certainly add more to them. So we'll be having a working group dealing with human services and delivery that's been identified already in the statute. To be looking at, that's 26.2% of our budget. And if we're going to really look at effective delivery, we need to be looking at really where do we spend the money, where do we spend the time, where do we spend our people resources, and human services is certainly one of those areas. If we want to sow the seeds of economic recovery, we need to look at economic development, and that's also in our charge. So there will be a working group for that. We also, I think someone had touched on technology. I think it was maybe Mike talked about technology. There are great opportunities in this day and age, and other states have been doing this. Even Massachusetts right now is embarking on technology to find efficiencies. Sometimes you gotta spend a buck to save $2, and I think that that's something that we have to look at and make sure that we are using our technology to the most to the highest level of efficiency. So those are at least three that we've identified. If there are others that people, you know, think we need to be focusing on and you've got ideas to go with that, we're delighted to set that up. This is going to be a working committee. When I talk about working groups, I mean that we will be going out and asking other stakeholders, people outside of this building, to participate in those working groups. But certainly everyone on the commission will know what working groups are meeting, when they're meeting, and feel free to float in and out of them as need be. We have to be all, you know, on the same page and doing this together. But there is so much work that needs to be done. There's going to have to be some splitting out. We also have a website, and it's already up and running. If you go to the GAE website, if you and scroll down to CEAO, you'll get some information there. And as we continue to do things, that will be updated. And we've opened that up so that the public can actually submit ideas and comments to our committee. And that will go to the committee clerk and then be filtered down to us. And the final thing is, we can't decide, you know, we can't determine what works in government and what doesn't unless we talk to the people who are actually the consumers of our government services, which is the public. So we are going to be planning some field trips out into the public, coming to a town near you. Obviously, to the extent members can be there, that's terrific. We understand that everyone has many obligations. So I know for me and for the chairman, we're certainly going to commit to be there, and we'll do the best we can to bring the rest of the commission to your neck of the woods. So having said that, are there? Yes, Dan.
Thanks, Madam Chairman. Madam Chairman, I think that, you know, that's you're laying out a very good process. I think what we might want to consider, and we might not want to do it today, but I think there are three good things for us to lay out before we dive into the working groups, and they would kind of be clarifying purpose, scope, and deadline. You know, let me explain what I mean by each of those, because people want to say, oh, purpose, we know what the purpose is. When you do something like this, you know, and I think Senator LeBeau mentioned efficiency and effectiveness, you can optimize one, try to optimize both, and we might want to clarify what we're doing, right? Because if we were to say we are going to optimize efficiency without losing effectiveness, right, that is a very different goal from saying we are going to try to make these agencies more effective regardless of efficiency, right? The first one leads to we want headcount reduction to get savings without losing the effectiveness of the agency. The latter says we want better outcomes regardless of what the impact is on headcount. And we might be somewhere in between that. But defining that, you know, I see our role and what we do in the subgroups very differently depending on how we define that balance. The second thing in terms of scope, and this is the bill leaves it up to us, is, you know, one of the things, and I think a lot of the ideas that have been mentioned, are at the level of, you know, are there agencies that should be reconfigured? And the question we might want to consider, because it's a heck of a lot more work, is reconfigurement within the agencies. Two of the biggest sources of savings, typically when I've seen this in private industry, are through either delayering or changing span of control. Right, so if you have a manager somewhere who's managing two people, right, and you say, well, geez, should that manager be managing five, right? And so I just want to be clear about what we're able to do and not able to do before we get into it, because it's a very different scope of work. And probably the third thing would be the deadline, right? So statutorily, we have a deadline of July 1st, but speaking very selfishly from an appropriation standpoint, is if we had recommendations well before June 4th, which may or may not be possible, we actually could try to work them into what I hope is a budget that's completed by June 4th.
Thank you for those excellent comments. And I think you raise a lot of good points. Some of this we are going to be addressing, I think, as we go along. I mean, I would hope that as we look at any of these working groups, we're looking for both efficiency and effectiveness, and that in some we'll be balancing in one direction versus in others we'll be balancing in the other direction, depending upon what the agency and what the priority is. And to some extent, that may be something we end up hashing out amongst the commission when a proposal comes forward. It may be too heavy on the efficiency, not on the effective side, or the effective side, not on the efficiency side, and that may be what we end up discussing. In terms of scope, I think we are hampered to some extent with, we've got certain contracts in place. We are not the executive branch, although we're delighted that the governor is working, with us through her very able deputy secretary of OPM. But I think there are certain limitations that we're going to have in terms of legislative versus executive functioning. But I think the common theme that we've heard from all of us and from the governor's office is that at this stage in the game, given our economic crisis, everything's on the table, and that our job is to come up with the best proposals we can come up with, and then as we hit obstacles, we are going to have to address them. We may come up with ideas and proposals where we say, well, we'd love to do this, but, there's a contract in place, or there's a problem that's associated with that we just can't, there's a consent decree, and we have to go to court to fix this particular piece. Whatever it is, we may hit those obstacles. But I think that we have an opportunity for the first time to really look at big picture in a way we haven't, and I wouldn't want to see us limit this commission in advance. And I know when I spoke to leadership, that was their expectation going there. And then in terms of deadlines, I completely agree with you. I think as we come up with efficiencies or savings, I think that's why we have the chairs of APROPES here too, is that we can be having that ongoing discussion going back and forth. And if there is, as they say, low-hanging fruit on savings, then we're all on the same page for that. Those are just my opinions, though. Senator LeBeau.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Is it possible that we may come up with some ideas that may not be able to be implemented in the short term, but would be in the long term? It seemed to me that would be part of our charge, even though we have report due on July 1st. It seemed to me that not everything we're going to do is going to impact this year's budget, but that we'd be looking at some things that we'd say, like if we're talking about reorganization, specifically one of our charges is reorganization of economic development agencies, it's probably not going to happen by July 1st. We may take either a special session, or it may take, or even if we set up a process to do it, we may have to stage one, stage two, stage three. There may be ways of doing that that are not going to be immediate. And I think that in terms of looking at some of the best practices, as mentioned this morning, and some of the, some people around this table have talked about David Osborne approach, including myself, that we're probably not going to be able to do some of those things in a short period of time. It's going to take a longer time to play out. But we may actually maybe perhaps lay a framework for that, for it to play out over the next, say, 6 months to a year.
I think you raise an excellent point, and I'm seeing heads nod here. I think there will be some things we'll be able to do in the short term and get into the budget now, and some things that we'll be making recommendations for longer term. And if we do our work and we do it well, then I would imagine that's the way that this would be viewed by the rest of the legislature. So at least that would be my hope. Are there any other? Is there any other discussion? Any other questions? Comments?
Thoughts? Second much of what's been said already. I think it is critical that we look at the outcomes that we seek in the state, which is why, as Senator LeBeau mentioned and others have as well, and Governor Rell, by bringing David Osborne here, and the legislators by actually meeting with David Osborne on a couple of occasions, I think are to be praised for that work. I think he makes a great point that as we look at how best to secure efficiencies in government, we need to keep in mind what the big outcomes, the priority outcomes of state government are. We've never defined that, I don't think, in the state. I regrettably think that this commission is not going to succeed in doing that either. But as I think we can move forward in that direction. And I would just like to ask and pass it through Michael that I think if this government is going to be successful on a bipartisan basis in meeting this crisis, which is in fact a very severe one, that the governor needs to be heavily involved and have bought on to this process. As I've said, by asking David Osborne here, I think she's given an indication that she's willing to do that. And so I would certainly like to press this forward and strongly suggest that her administration be actively involved in at least tentatively setting out the important priority outcomes that the state wishes to achieve, and then back off from that and determine then how individual programs and maybe some functions can best be undertaken in order to achieve those outcomes. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your comments. All right. Having said that, if you'll notice, we do not have a next meeting date set. And that is for the, you know, we want to have the flexibility. I think as Jamie had said, we're going to need to be nimble. So in this age of technology, can you, before you leave the room, please make sure that the clerk has every which way we can possibly get a hold of you. And then also, if you have a particular area of interest, so we make sure that as we put together working groups, we take that into account. And then please, just to remember that we're asking for you to submit ideas and proposals and things you're hearing in the building or out of the building, or Russ, your experience at DOT, whatever it is. There's a reason why each one of you is here, and that is to help bring your specific knowledge and expertise to this very large task. So I look forward to working with all of you, and Representative Spallone and I are just delighted to be doing this. So with that, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. You've been moved, and we are adjourned.